The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Joining me for a few minutes this morning, Chairman of the Greenville County Republican Party, Nate Lloyd. We got a big event coming up on Friday. We're going to give Nancy Pelosi just a rousing Donald Trump welcome to the upstate.
It should be a great event. It's kind of questionable why the Democrats thought they would send one of the most liberal people in Congress to conservative South Carolina, to conservative Greenville. I think they really want to play in the first district, but they can't send Nancy Pelosi to the first district because that may hurt their candidate. So they're sending here her to the upstate, probably try to raise some money, funnel it to the first district. But we want to let her know that we welcome her. We're going to give her a southern welcome. But part of that is we want to show her that we support Trump. We oppose her attempts at removing our duly elected president. So we're asking Trump supporters, come out in mass, wear your shirts, wear your wave your flags, and we're going to have a good time on Friday night.
Now, you made a good point there. I hadn't thought about this, that they don't want her in the first district because that's probably going to be another hotly contested congressional race there with Joe Cunningham. Now, initially, when they made the announcement, they claimed that they were coming to the upstate because they're not going to cede the upstate to the Republicans. That they're going to be competitors. They're going but maybe that's exactly what they're saying is we're going to go somewhere that we know she can't hurt us because we don't have a chance to begin with.
They've got to keep Nancy Pelosi far from the first district. They know it. We know it. Greenville is a place where they'll probably be bringing in a lot of their donors to it. So this is a fundraiser, but she's called us flyover states before. She knows how much she disagrees with upstate politics. We have Congressman Timmons. We had Trey Gowdy. We have conservatives, Jeff Duncan. She knows these districts, and we want to make sure that she sees how conservative we are and that we do support Trump. And so we're asking anyone to come out. We're going to meet. We're saying 6 o'clock, but probably about 5:30. You'll want to start heading down there. There's a lot going on downtown Greenville that weekend. So come find any parking you can. We're going to congregate around the Hyatt. There's something going on at the front of the Hyatt. Mm-hmm. So we're working with our city and city police to make sure that we're not a disruption. We just want to welcome Nancy Pelosi and get as many people down there to show her that we oppose this impeachment and her attacks on President Trump.
So do we know what time she'll be arriving?
We do not. We have an idea. Their event starts at 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. I would assume there's going to be some kind of VIP receptions for large donors. So I would assume that she's going to be rolling into town about any time after 5:30.
Now, there's a rumor. Now, you said rolling into town. There's a rumor that she'll be flying into town and possibly on her broom.
I'm not going to comment on that rumor.
Tommy and I have our own plan here. Tommy's going to be out at GSP to see if she flies in on a regular airplane. We've got some others out and about who's going to be watching to see if she does come in on a broom. Supposedly, there's been several that Hillary has offered to loan her broom to come into to the upstate of South Carolina. So this is your chance. We talked about this a bit yesterday. I told you that Nate was going to be here today to give you the details. If you want to give Nancy Pelosi just a warm upstate welcome, let her know that we support our president here in the upstate. Let her know loud and clear that we do not support this circus that she's allowing to happen in D.C. Among her Democrat colleagues, and this whole talk of impeaching the president. This is your chance. And the good thing, Nate, is there's no way, regardless of her mode of transportation, there's no way that she can get in to the Hyatt down there without seeing all of us out there on the streets, because there's one way in. You got to come in, regardless of how you get there. You got to come in on, I guess that's East North Street through there. And so,
yeah, we're recommending that people probably congregate not necessarily at the front of the Hyatt, but at the side on Beatty.
Around the parking
and
garage.
My hope is that we have enough people to stretch all the way from North Main to Church Street on Beatty. And that's really one of the only ways that she's going to come in. And we really want people to go buy a poster board, make some signs, be inventive. Don't be crass, but be inventive in your signs and let her know what we think of liberal San Franciscans coming to Greenville to lecture us.
So this is this coming Friday, as in just a few days away, show up downtown. Again, what time do you want people to congregate?
I would recommend 5:30.
5:30 or so.
It's not going to be long. Maybe stay for about an hour and then enjoy one of our great Greenville restaurants.
Yeah,
go make
down
it a fun night.
Yeah, take the whole family down and just plan to have dinner downtown while you're down there. But we need hundreds, if not thousands, of you to show up. Again, just a message. You know, the RNC made this announcement earlier this week, Nate. They're going to try to do this all around the country. As Congress is on recess for the next couple weeks, a lot of these Democrats are going to be holding town hall type meetings in some of these districts that are marginal, like Joe Cunningham. Now, Joe Cunningham, I think, is scheduled to be here, right?
I can imagine that all the few that there are, all Democrats in South Carolina will be here.
Yes.
So we want to let them know how strong we are in the upstate for President Trump.
Yes. Yes. So this is your chance to send a clear message to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Show up downtown. It's Beatty Street, right?
That's what Beatty and North Main.
Beatty and North Main. Wear a nice T-shirt, wear a MAGA cap, make a nice sign, but be nice. We're going to be nice. We're not going to get ugly. But give Speaker Pelosi a clear message that, she's welcome in the upstate. We just don't welcome her tactics. We don't welcome her harassment of our president. So far she had sort of controlled herself, had shown some restraint. But last week, as she gave her blessing to, all of these House chairmen and the Judiciary Committee to pursue the impeachment, things have just gone nuts. So we need to kind of get her back in line. We need to send Nancy Pelosi a clear message. And Nate Loeb, you and your team at the Greenville County GOP, thank you for organizing this and sending this message to the Speaker.
Thank you for helping us broadcast it and get your listeners out and the opportunity to get involved just a little.
So be downtown Friday. Get there early. And let's let Nancy Pelosi, again, it'd be great if we had thousands of people down there lining the streets so that she has to see that upstate South Carolina supports President Donald Trump.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.